The Paris Basin isn't the only place where new technology is taking the oil industry into new frontiers. It's happening around the world, with the petroleum industry moving into many areas once considered too difficult or too expensive to drill. But these new frontiers also bring new environmental and political challenges. Robert Kaufman is the director of the Center for Energy and Environmental Studies at Boston University. Professor Kaufman, as Anita Elash said, these oil reserves previously locked up were just too difficult and expensive and not worth it to get out. So how well does hydraulic fracturing actually work?
Well, to date, it's worked very well. There are new technologies aimed at oil and also natural gas that seem to be generating large quantities of oil and natural gas in areas that were previously producing relatively small quantities. But in the example just offered, even a quadrupling of going from 1% to now 5% of France's oil needs still does not represent, shall we say, a shift in the ground of where we're going to get our oil and how much is really available to us.
And this hydraulic fracturing technology, where else in the world is it opening up reserves?
Well, most importantly for the listeners, it'll probably be in the East Coast of the United States, in areas like New York State and Pennsylvania. There's large quantities of natural gas trapped in shale, and people have started to commercialize these deposits in a big way.
And what are some of the other technologies that are leading these pushes into areas that oil companies never would have considered feasible in the past?
Well, the other real big technology that really does have the potential to generate large quantities of oil is deep offshore drilling. So we got a little taste of it this summer with the BP oil spill, but the deep waters of the Gulf of Mexico are the only areas really available to the U.S. where we can increase production significantly, but perhaps when we look around the world, the area where it's going to make the greatest difference is off the coast of Brazil, where Brazil is poised to become a major oil producer on the order of millions of barrels per day over perhaps the next decade.
And yet there are, as you point out, you know, with the Deepwater Horizon disaster this past year, environmental blowbacks with these technologies. Is technology and the environment kind of moving together, or is one kind of taking over the other?
You know, we've used up a lot of the cheap, inexpensive, easy-to-get oil on land, and so we're having to do more and more difficult things to get additional quantities. And as anybody who's ever tinkered in their house or with their car, the more difficult the job, the more likely something is to go wrong. And when it goes wrong, because these areas are so inaccessible, they tend to go wrong in a big way.
I mean, it's pretty confusing to me, and it would seem to indicate that it's really hard for people ultimately affected by these technologies in the long run, like those in fishing communities on the Gulf of Mexico, to assess whether it'll be beneficial to them in the long run.
You know, that's something even an expert can't assess, because it's all about taking risks. And we don't, because these are new technologies and new efforts, we don't understand what those risks are. So I can't, or nobody can come to a fisherman or a landowner and say, oh, the chances of a spill are 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000, because we don't have any experience with these technologies and we just don't know.
I mean, it's odd that this year was marked by some serious soul-searching about oil after the BP disaster in the Gulf of Mexico, but here we are at the end of the year talking about ways to go further in the search for oil. How long can this contradiction, you know, worrying about risk but also embracing bigger risks, how long can that continue?
It'll continue for as long as we need oil, because what's happened is the world has built up a tremendous infrastructure that runs on oil. We feed people with oil, we clothe people with oil, we house people with oil, and you just can't wean yourself away from that overnight. We need this oil, and unfortunately, we're willing to undertake greater and greater risk and greater uncertainty about that risk just to keep the system pushing forward.
And do you feel that the push for risk is kind of eclipsing the push for weaning ourselves from oil?
Well, all these technologies are just a short-run solution to a long-run problem, and that is what are we going to do about our dependency upon oil? In the short run, we need these technologies to buy ourselves some time. But if we're not actively working on these alternatives in this time that we're trying to buy with these more risky, more uncertain technologies, then it's a fool's errand here.
Robert Kaufman is the director of the Center for Energy and Environmental Studies at Boston University. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.